CanadianEvergreen.com is your trusted news source for all things green, offering up-to-date news and stories from Canada's booming cannabis industry. Content you can trust from Black Press Media.
PQ Beat is the official podcast of the Parksville Qualicum Beach News. I'm Peter McCulley. Today, we welcome back the Executive Director of the McMillan Arts Centre in Parksville, Jennifer Bates. Thanks for joining us today, Jen.
Thanks, Peter. Always love having a good conversation with you.
Would you say that the MAC is close to being back in full swing after a couple of years of COVID restrictions?
I'm going to say yes, not 100%, but especially just as we opened up a couple of weeks ago after being away on our winter break, we've got a lot of people coming through. One of the biggest fine arts societies that is in the area, the DeCosmos Fine Arts Society, they actually rent the studio out 4 days a week for their groups to come in and paint and connect and whatnot. I'm going to say they're coming back in record numbers. We've got new things that are coming in, welcoming a couple of new regular bookings. One is a brand new choir called the Sing Again Community Choir under the direction of Sylvia Humble. And she was here at Christmas time to just do a sing-along for Christmas carols. And you wouldn't believe how busy that concert gallery was. People were just coming in droves just to be able to get in and connect and be a part of what great stuff that's happening at the MAC.
Can you fill us in a little bit on some of the interesting shows you have ongoing and coming up? I see the Oceanside Photographers are staging a show, and there will be a show of traditional Haida art as well.
That's to kick off our gallery season for this year. We have the Oceanside Photographers Society. That's a big Oceanside photography group. It's actually funny. I've had two new visitors to the area in the last week asking about photography groups. And so they're going to come in with a group show called In Focus. And we're really excited to have the Haida carver. His name is Mike Bellis. And he will be here not only in our Oceanside Gallery, but also in our Nemeth Gallery. So two different galleries. He's bringing in all of his carving work, which actually is going to feature a 10-foot carved canoe, as well as a couple of totems, one of which is a 7-footer. So we're looking forward to getting it organized and putting it in the galleries and see what we can show for our visitors.
The Tales for the Telling, what's that all about?
Tales for the Telling is a really unique event here. It's actually unique in the area. It's an adult storytelling program. So if you've ever experienced somebody telling you a good story and drawing you into the plot and the emotional connections in a story, that's what these guys do on a professional level. There is a National Association of Storytellers in Canada. A lot of their performers actually are through the National Arts Centre in Ottawa. This particular group is a member of that national group and brings to the MAC a series of storytellers. A couple of years ago, before COVID, it was one of the most popular programs that we've ever had. Every month, a different storyteller coming in with different themes and whatnot. Sometimes they're international. COVID had a really tough effect on all of these things, choirs and storytellers and whatnot. So we're really pleased. They're coming back in January. We've actually got one coming up January 27th. If you've ever wanted to see what it's like to have a professional storyteller talk to you and entertain you, this is a must-see for people in the area.
I was on your website looking at some of your workshops, and if I ever retire, I'm going to take the introduction to painting classes. I also see there's tech workshops as well.
I'm extremely proud of our little MAC School for Creative Arts. It started off with a program called Art Bites a couple of years ago, and it just has a test drive different mediums. It's a very popular program running Sundays right through the year now, class in the morning, class in the afternoon. We've got something for everyone. If you want to see what it's like to do a gouache painting workshop, or if you want to come in and do some alcohol inks or painting, if you want to really commit to learning a specific medium, we've got workshops that'll take you right from the very beginning to the very end. The digital tech is something that we've done in partnership with Up Your Media with Dan LaRocque. And Dan has organized, as he does every season, a new spring series of workshops. And those are also really popular for those people that want to learn more about their MAC and get organized with their tech. So those are also really popular here.
Last year, the MAC worked in partnership with the Beach Fest Society for the first ever Rock the Park Festival. Is that going to happen again this summer?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good and then some. It's been a real pleasure working with Lloyd Derry and Cheryl Dill at the Parksville Beach Festival Society. They are so keen. And that Parksville Outdoor Stage is a venue like nothing else. I'll tell you, I'm a musician and we were lucky enough. My band was part of Rock the Park. The sound quality is bar none. So the MAC is now the official box office for the Parksville Outdoor Stage. So we're not only going to be ticketing for Rock the Park, which tickets will go on sale April 1st. We're also ticketing for two different other events coming up. Completely Credence is a tribute band. They're coming in on May 27th. And then Johnny Inappropriate is another band that's been here locally before, and they're coming in July. We are now the ticket agent for the Parksville Outdoor Stage, as well as the other things that go on here at the MAC. It's been a great partnership so far, and I hope to see it continue.
I see in July, the MAC is hosting the National Mosaic Conference. What's that all about?
Have you ever seen a piece of mosaic art? A mosaic, of course, is a collection of rock, stones, jewelry that creates almost a 3D piece of work. There are a couple of very good mosaic artists here in the area, and one of them teaches mosaics here at the MAC, and she approached me a year ago asking if we would consider being the host for a National Mosaics Conference. The one last year was in Edmonton. We put our heads together and came up with a great plan, and we were approved to host it. We're going to be welcoming mosaic artists from across Canada. Their work is juried into the exhibit, which will be in the concert gallery for the months of July and August. These are very good mosaic artists. They're going to come and do some artist talks. They're going to do some workshops and classes, and we've actually just started designing what's going to be a community mural project so that people can come to the MAC during the summer and create a small little piece of what's going to be a larger, really great mosaic piece for the MAC.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I know the city of Parksville was involved in a mosaic program 5 or 6 years ago down on the beach.
Similar to that. And it's cool because then people are going to be able to see these mosaics. One mosaic that's coming in is massive. It's 4 by 8 feet. So it's getting shipped here. But people are going to be able to look at it, learn a little bit about the history of mosaics, which goes back centuries, and then be able to produce a small piece of it. Plus, they'll have a keepsake to take home. So it's going to be a really cool program this summer.
And it's juried. So that means folks are going to see the best of the best, right?
They take this very seriously. You're going to see up to 100 different pieces. You're going to learn about mosaic artists from right across the country. And these people are passionate about what they do. You're going to learn so much. It's a very cool art form.
And of course, because it's national, they use different materials based on their geography. So it makes it even more interesting.
Wouldn't that be cool? I'm assuming so. So like we've got people coming from Halifax, coming from northern Haida Gwaii. I mean, they're going to come from all over the country. I do know that one of our local mosaic artists, her name is Deb Hagen, and she's the one that's been the person that's driving this conference. She works with Italian smalti, Italian pieces of rock and glass and things like that. So it's going to be really neat.
For those who are venturing back out into the world and are looking to volunteer somewhere, I'm sure you'd like to talk to them.
Oh, we'd love to have you come out. Even if you just come out and be a part of what is a really great atmosphere here at the MAC. Our volunteers are amazing. Just like any other arts organization, you can't do it without volunteers. These are the people that greet you at the door and answer the phone and tell you what the exhibits are all about and get you excited about classes and sell you something from the gift shop and sign you up for stuff. If you want to be a part of a really cool and welcoming and creative environment, come down and have a visit. We're open every day except for Monday from 11 until 3.
Jen, you mentioned that your band, the Apollos, was on stage last year for Rock the Park. You got anything lined up for this year? Or are you taking it easy?
No, we just want to be busy. We're in full rehearsal mode now, and including my fiddle, so just you wait. We're going to be back on stage for Rock the Park and hopefully Canada Day as well. But I've actually just finished organizing and scheduling a really great street market and street dance with the Fern and Cedar Pub in Qualicum. We don't often perform in Qualicum. I look forward to that on July the 29th. And if it goes over well with all the businesses that are going to set up markets and stuff, if it goes over well, we'll do another one in August. Yep, we're in full rehearsal mode. We've got lots of new stuff and having a great time.
Thanks for being with us today, Jen.
Thanks, Peter. Always a great time.
That's this edition of PQ Beat. If you have comments or suggestions, we'd like to hear from you. You'll find our contact information on our website, pqbnews.com.
CanadianEvergreen.com is your trusted news source for all things green. offering up-to-date news and stories from Canada's booming cannabis industry. Content you can trust from Black Press Media.